We thank the Lord for the service this morning. It was a great service. The singing was awesome. And I can say, you know, it's amazing to me when I study and I come into the Lord's house and God just does that. Like every song could have went right along with the message. So Matthew chapter 1, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Very familiar scripture. Going to read one verse. Probably won't take too long tonight preaching. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Let's pray. God, we love you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you, God, for your blessings, for giving us a good day, for time together, Lord. And I pray right now, Lord, as we open up your word, God, I pray, God, you'd help us tonight, God. Lord, just to be able to, God, to be encouraged by your word. God, help us to go out into a world, Lord, that really don't want us there, God. I pray, God, you'd help us, Lord, to be that light, dear Lord, and be that lighthouse to a lost and dying world, God. Have your hand on us right now, God. And, Lord, make the preaching easy, Lord, and we'll praise you for all you do. Be with those that can't be here, whatever the reason might be, God. I pray, God, your hand to be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. A lot of people are known by one name. If I say the name Trump, that's all I got to say. If I say the name Elvis, that's all I got to say. I mean, you don't have to, there are some people, you know, if I say the name Kennedy or Rockefeller, you know these names. But when you say the name of Jesus, there's no question about who you're talking about. Amen. So I want to preach just a little while on what the name of Jesus speaks of. Number one, the name of Jesus speaks of salvation. Amen. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there any salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby men must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. When we talk about salvation, you don't talk, there's no other religion, no other entity of religion talks about salvation like we talk about salvation. You talk to the Jehovah Witnesses, they don't talk about salvation like we talk about salvation. You talk to the Mormons, they don't talk about salvation like we talk about salvation. You talk to the Muslims, you talk to the Hindus, nobody talks about salvation like we talk about salvation. They either believe you got to trust in your works, you got to trust in something else. All we say, you got to trust in Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the name above all names whereby we must be saved. If you got saved, if you're saved tonight, you're saved by the name of Jesus. You didn't get saved by grandmama and granddaddy. You didn't get saved by nobody else but Jesus. So when we say Jesus, that speaks of salvation. When we say Jesus, that speaks of heaven. Now, I know, you know, a lot of times we come in on a night like tonight and it's rainy outside, Memorial Day weekend, and we come in and say, where in the world is everybody at? But I done told y'all, the first church I pastored, I didn't have this many people. So I ain't got a problem with preaching. Amen. I ain't got a problem with preaching. The problem is we got a problem with coming in and looking at empty seats. Well, if you come in and realize there's angels in them seats, you won't think they're empty. Amen. But hey, when we speak about Jesus, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 says this, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen. Where, in other words, on earth, if you get two or three David together in his name, if you get two or three that gather together in his, we can have a gathering on earth, glory to God. I'm telling you right now, we can have church right here. It don't take it. I don't know how many we got here tonight, but we got more than a good gracious plenty to have church tonight, y'all. We got a good gracious plenty to praise God and honor God. And we don't have to worry about who ain't here. Worry about who is here, glory to God. Don't worry about what time we get out. Let's worry about what time we get in. But hey, it's the name that speaks of heaven, where two or three are gathered together on this side. Heaven shows up. Two or three are gathered together in my name. There I am in the midst. So where is Jesus seated tonight? At the right hand of the Father. But where is Jesus tonight? He is here. We've gathered together in his name. Understand something. When the first song was sung, he was here. When the first car got out and more than two people got in this building, he was here. He was waiting on you to get here. So his name speaks of heaven. When you get two or three together, he just shows up. Amen. I thought about this the other night. The other day when Deborah was in the hospital, when Sister Shirley was in the hospital. Let me tell you something. I don't know about nobody else that was over there, but when Sister Shirley was over there, and when Deborah was over there, and when Brother Donald Boone got in that wreck, there was more than two or three that gathered over there. So guess where Jesus was then, at then? He was in your room, and he was in your room, and he was in Sister Shirley's room. So when we get two or three together on this side, heaven just shows up. Amen. Jesus is the name that means miracles. Mark chapter 16 says this, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, shall they speak with new tongues, shall they take up servants, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The Bible says, at his name we can cast out demons. Amen. If you get talking about demons, and I think Brother Mickey was talking about it before church, you start talking about Revelation, you get people studying Revelation. I mean, most Christians, Revelation scares them to death. Yeah. Right. And I don't know why they're worried about it. If you saved, you ain't going to be here. Yeah. But we start talking about demons. The Bible says that his name we can cast out at demons. At his name, we speak with new tongues. And y'all know me. I'm Free Will Baptist from head to toe. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. When I got saved, Wes, when Jesus moved in, Greg, when Jesus moved in, glory to God, I got a brand new tongue. I quit the cussing, amen. I quit the filthy talking. I'm not worried about speaking in an unknown language. I ain't even got to preach on that tonight, glory to God. But I'm just telling you, when Jesus moved in, I got a brand new tongue. And I know some of y'all did too. You ought to shout and say amen right there. At the name of Jesus. The Bible said, I'm going to go ahead and take a sidetrack right here. It said, we'll take up serpents. I believe that's accidental. Because I'm just telling you right now, you're in the wrong church to be talking about taking up serpents. Amen. I'm scared of them things. I'm telling you right now, I believe it's accidental. Let me go ahead and tell you something. I don't think Jesus likes snakes either. You never find nowhere in the Bible where he picked up a snake. He told Moses to, but he said, I ain't doing it. Amen. I'm in the Bible now. But the Bible says that his name, you can take, and I believe this is what happened with Paul. When the Bible says that Paul picked up those bundle of sticks and Paul threw them in the fire and the serpent bit him. Understand something. He carried that serpent around before he threw him in the fire. He didn't know they were in the sticks. I don't think he did. Paul was a smart man. If he'd have known that snake was in them sticks, he wouldn't have picked them up. Amen. The Bible says if they drink any deadly poison, and I think this is again by accident. Now listen, most of y'all have seen this on TV. Most of you have seen the snake handle in churches where they'll hold the rattlesnakes, and all most every preacher they've ever had died because they got bit by a rattlesnake. That ought to tell you something right there. They'll actually drink poison. I believe that's tempting God. But the Bible says that when we do those things at the name of Jesus, we'll be able to overcome that. How many has ever had a child get into something they weren't supposed to get into, and you called out on Jesus, and you didn't have to worry about calling the poison center. You didn't have to worry about calling somebody else. Jesus just showed up and took care of it. Amen. That's what that is talking about. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, we can lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed. Amen. We've seen that right here in this church multiple times. Amen. At the name of Jesus. It's also a name that's going to be hated. The Bible says in Luke chapter 21, and you shall be betrayed both by parents, by brethren, and kinsfolk, and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Why do they hate the name of Jesus? They hate the name of Jesus because it is a pure name. Every church, every preacher, every church house is not preaching the same Jesus that you and I preach. We preach a Jesus that you're supposed to try and live holy. Now, Brother David hit this good this morning in Sunday school. We preach Jesus that you're supposed to do your very best to live holy. We don't preach a Jesus that says you can go out and get drunk on Friday night and Saturday night and come in and be saved on Sunday. That's not the Jesus we preach. We preach a Jesus that says you're supposed to abstain from alcohol. We preach that Jesus that says you're supposed to be a pure life and a holy life and a righteous life. They don't want to hear that because they like their drinking. They like their cussing. They like their doing the other stuff that they're not supposed to be doing. But I'm just telling you, at the name of Jesus, you and I are going to be persecuted. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's all right when they talk about us for living holy. And I know we was joking around a while ago about the snakes. And it's all right when they call us snake handling churches. And I'm not ashamed of that. That means we're excited. That means we come in, we have church. That means we ain't with that icy crowd, Brother Robert. Frozen chosen. I like coming in having church, glory to God. Amen. I like coming in getting happy. I like coming in raising my hands. I like coming in like we had this morning and just have church. Don't worry about it. Just have church. Glory to God. And if they want to talk about us for that, go ahead. That's my crowd. That's my crowd. Amen. People don't want the truth anymore. That's why you're going to be hated. It's the name of power. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, there's a condition. Now, I'm going to back up on this one. There's a condition and there's another verse I want to throw at you. John chapter 15, verse 7. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. There's a command. If ye ask anything in my name, if ye ask anything, ye shall ask anything. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. These verses run hand in hand. It's a powerful name. And I'm telling you right now, you got more power at the end of your tongue than you realize it. But there are stipulations to having that power. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. And then the claim is, Jesus said, I will do it. Yeah. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. That means when you line up with this right here, and this right here lines up with you, and you're in this right here, and this right here is in you, I'm telling you right now, that's when you get them old prayer warriors like we used to know, like Sister Annie Mae and Miss Mamie and all those that's gone on to be with Jesus, all those old prayer warriors and all them old preachers that used to ring their prayer bells of heaven, and all you had to do was call them and they could get through. That's what I'm talking about. There's power in that name, but you and I got to line up to get the power. You don't just come down and claim to get saved and that kind of power be all over you. It takes holy living. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. I've told you this before. I memorized that verse when Juwan's daddy was dying. Heather had a cyst on her ovary. Sister Angie was taking her to the hospital, and I was sitting there in that hospital room, and I was reading my Bible, and that verse comes. I read that verse, and I said, Lord, I can't be there with my little girl right now, but I know you can. And that verse, I quoted it over and over, David. And when Angie called back, they said, everything was fine. That's him. That's him. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's him, amen. It's the name of life. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. We have abundant life now in Jesus. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and say, some of y'all don't look like it, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, remind you, you have abundant life now through Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh only but to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm telling you right now, I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life. I am a happy Christian. I'm a whole lot more happy Christian than I was a sorry sinner. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I got up this morning and I remembered everything I did Saturday night. I remember everything I did Friday night, glory to God. I ain't got to worry about where I left my car. I ain't got to worry about who I was with. I ain't got to worry about who I upset. I'm happy. I got abundant life. I've got a church family that loves me. I've got a church family that I love. I got a beautiful wife. I got a beautiful family. I got a beautiful church family. I have abundant life right now. Right now. I'm not worried about abundant life in the future, Tony. I got it now. But we also have eternal life right now. It makes me upset when I hear people talk about, oh, I'm gonna have eternal life. No, you ain't. If you saved, you got eternal life right now. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So at the moment I started believing in Jesus Christ, guess what? My name was written in the Lamb's book of life. I have eternal life right now. When I die, I ain't got to stand in line to get it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. I ain't gotta worry about waiting in line. I ain't gotta worry about somebody calling me up. I'm telling you right now, I have eternal life right now. The Bible says in John chapter 5, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That's me. Glory to God. That's me. And if you saved tonight, that's you. So quit talking about I'm going to have eternal life. No, you got it already. You got it already. And it's the name of the Lord, Jesus. Now, if you pronounce this name with the Hebrew, it's Yeshua. But that's the name of God. Philippians chapter 2. Now listen. Verse 9 through 11 says this, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In other words, this is the name of God. When we say Jesus, that's the name of God. I understand that his name is Jehovah, and I know that God's got many names. But I'm telling you right now, to the Christian, it ought to be just Jesus. When I speak of Jesus, that's my provider. That's Jehovah Jireh. When I speak of Jesus, that's my one that supplies everything. Understand something? Jesus is my God, I ain't got to study Greek. I ain't got to study Latin. I ain't got to know all the verbs. I ain't got to know all the ins and outs. All I got to do is know Jesus. And I know that everything else will work out all right. Amen. Amen. Every knee's going to bow. Now, y'all know me. If we had to vote tomorrow, I'd probably vote for Trump again. I'm just being honest. I don't know about you. I hope you ain't here and vote for Biden, but anyhow, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And I know President Trump was an arrogant man. I realize that. I mean, he let his mouth get him in trouble. But one of these days, he's going to bow at the foot of Jesus. I know that Elvis Presley was a great man, a great singer. But one of these days, Elvis Presley is going to bow at the foot of Jesus. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, all these men through history that claimed to be so great men that did all this stuff, they're going to bow at the foot of Jesus. The Bible says that above him, every name, every knee shall bow. Hitler's going to bow. John Lennon's going to bow. I was thinking about this as I was studying. John Lennon said back in the mid to late 70s that the Beatles would be bigger than Jesus Christ. Guess what? They ain't. He's dead and Jesus is still alive. And one of these days, John Lennon will bow at the name of Jesus. The Bible says every tongue's going to confess that he is God and he is Lord. I thought about it, and I know we just went through studying about some things, and Karl Marx, the one that started off with all this communism stuff, he's going to bow. Joseph Stalin going to bow. He's going to confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And my last one is this. Madeleine Murray O'Hare is going to bow at the feet of Jesus and claim that he is Lord of lords. And y'all know what? We're going to be there to see it. Brother David, we're going to be in that army that's going to be standing around the throne. Can you imagine as we're standing there and that evil woman that was influential in taking prayer out of schools and started the atheist movement in America really got it really going. She's going to have to bow, look up in the eyes of Jesus and say, you are King. You are Lord. You are the Savior.
Amen.
That's his name. That's the one you and I serve. That's the one you and I worship. That's the one that's going to take us home to be with him. Amen. There's something about that name, the name of Jesus. I thought about it, you know, to kind of go along with the sermon this morning. And I won't ever forget, I remember Glory Bound was saying, and Miss Alice would kind of step up. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. How many times have you woke up in the middle of the night and just had a lot on your mind and you just speak the name of Jesus and it seems like everything just calms down? You can wake up in the middle of the night and say David and it just don't work. You can say Tony, Robert. You can wake up in the middle of the night and say Preacher Tim. It just don't work. But when you say Jesus, things happen. Amen. Folks, I love you. I want you to bow your heads.